Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Houston. Missouri and Kansas are in a tug of war. Each state is trying to sway businesses over to its side with enticing tax breaks. But Kansas wants people to know that it literally pays to move to rural Kansas. In 2011, the state launched a program offering financial incentives for settling in one of 50 designated counties. Reporting for Harvest Public Media, Justine Grieve finds that despite cuts across the state budget, these rural opportunity zones have lots of support.
It's 1 p.m. on a weekday at Be Defined Fitness in Belleville, Kansas. This is a quiet time for owner Kendra Short. Later this evening, her husband Shannon will come to help at the fitness center, and she'll teach dance lessons in her studio upstairs. Right now, with a break in her schedule, Kendra talks about her dreams for life in Belleville. She says starting a business in her rural hometown wasn't always part of her plan.
When I first graduated high school, there would have been no way that I would have told you that I was moving back here. I definitely wanted to get out there and see.
Now, in her mid-20s, Kendra sees Republic County in north central Kansas as the perfect place to settle down.
As we got married, though, and as we're thinking about starting a family, above all, there's no other place.
But they weren't sure about the timing. The couple lives in Salina, a much bigger city about an hour away. Kendra started a dance studio in Belleville 3 years ago. They bought the fitness center last year, and they started to think about moving. That's also when they heard about the state's Rural Opportunity Zone program, known as ROZ. Now, the time is right. And the price is right. $15,000 right. You see, the ROZ program encourages growth in 50 rural counties in Kansas. Move there from out of state, and you'll get a Kansas income tax waiver for 5 years. If you graduated college with student loans, the state will repay $15,000 of those for moving to a ROZ county, even if you live in Kansas already. It's a great deal for the Shorts, who together have about $90,000 in student loans. They recently closed on property in Belleville and plan to start building a house this summer. Now that they've done their part, they're counting on the state to do its part. The Shorts are two of 800 ROZ applicants. Soon, they hope to be among the 450 who've been approved. Chris Harris is the ROZ program director.
Almost 70% of the people that do move there say that ROZ was an important or the most important factor in their decision.
Regrowing the roots of rural Kansas isn't cheap. The state has allocated $1 million a year for ROZ, and the counties themselves cover half of student loan repayment. Harris says it's a necessary expense.
In many areas in rural Kansas, the employment problem isn't always a matter of lack of jobs, but rather a lack of people to fill the necessary jobs.
Harris says the program aims to attract young professionals in fields such as healthcare and education. Student loan benefits are portioned out over 5 years.
To get them to not only come there, but to stay there.
State Senator Marcy Francisco isn't so sure the program actually does that. She says it rewards people coming in from out of state while ignoring those who have lived and worked here all along. And in a state that's getting national attention for its efforts to cut its budget, she argues, it doesn't make sense to start waiving income tax and repaying people's student loans.
At the same time we're saying you can get a tax deduction, we were saying we don't have enough taxes in Kansas to pay for the arts, to support public broadcasting, to support expansion of Medicare or other ways we can help our rural hospitals.
But Luke Mayen, co-director of economic development in Republic County, says the ROZ math works. The county pays $1,500 a year to a Rural Opportunity Zone recipient. And each year, it gets about half that back in property tax.
And that doesn't even count the sales tax. They buy products here, support local businesses, buy gas. That money's coming back into the county. If they had students, that money would go into the local school systems, providing more jobs. So the multiplier effect would definitely recoup that money less than 10 years for each of these people.
Of course, that plan only works if recipients stay in rural Kansas. Program Director Harris thinks they will. Nearly 80% of applicants have some sort of ties to rural Kansas. Kendra Short knows all about the difficulties of living in a rural area. She named her dance studio The Turning Point, in part because she hopes it will be one.
When I was growing up, my parents had to drive me an hour each way for dance lessons, and they did that 2 to 3 days a week. I had always said that if we did end up back in this area, that I was going to start something in Belleville so that kids would have the opportunity and parents wouldn't have to drive that far.
In the 3 years since she opened her studio, membership has grown from 30 students to around 100, and that in a community of just under 2,000. It's perhaps with stories like this in mind that the state is looking to expand the program. In early April, the Senate passed a bill adding 23 counties to the program. It's still under consideration in the House. Yet, despite the early buzz, it will be years before the state knows if ROZ will bring long-term growth to rural communities. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Justine Grieve.
A U.S. Army plan for possible personnel cuts at forts with more than 8,000 stationed troops could mean removing troops from Fort Leonard Wood in southern Missouri. Hundreds of residents from communities surrounding that area gathered Tuesday night to discuss the proposed cuts and the effect it could have on the economy of the area. KBIA's Katie Mersman reports from Fort Leonard Wood.
Fort Leonard Wood currently trains somewhere between 80 and 90,000 soldiers per year, but now that number could be decreased by as many as 4,000 troops. People filled a Fort Leonard Wood gymnasium Tuesday to hear about the proposed cuts and voice their opinions about how they could be affected. Along with community members, attendees at the meeting included representatives from Senators Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt's offices and Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. Hartzler's father did his basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, and she says she believes the number of veterans who move back to the area are an indication of its success. Mitch Morgan is one such veteran. He now works in Lebanon, just outside of the fort, laying asphalt. He says a majority of his work is either on or related to the fort, and that's part of why the cuts could be so damaging.
So I went to basic training here many years ago, and it's still as good as ever was. Two sons went to basic here, and it's an elite place. I think we need to keep it wide open and just growing.
George Loriton is the principal at Partridge Elementary, and he worries about how the cuts could affect veterans like Morgan.
My concern is the retirees and the active duty that own homes here. And if they had this drawdown, there wouldn't be enough people to buy those homes, and there'd be a significant impact.
Members of the Waynesville R7 are concerned about the impact of losing so many students if their parents are transferred away from the fort. Louise Garcelli taught in the area for 30 years. She says the children of military families help provide fresh perspectives in the classroom.
You start to study a place, and they've already been there. They just bring a lot of interest into our school.
The Army released estimates that the proposed troop cuts at Fort Leonard Wood would result in a loss of about 4,800 jobs in the area surrounding the fort, as well as a total decrease in income of about $169 million per year. The future of Fort Leonard Wood is still undecided. Senators McCaskill and Blunt sent a joint letter Monday to U.S. Army Secretary John McHugh, urging him to avoid cuts at the fort. Katie Mersman, KBIA News.
That's it for Business Beat this week. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.